No, slow down.
Describe a sentiment and emotion.
Okay. All right, you made pesto this morning.
I did.
You used your little grinder to make your pesto.
I use my grinder that has a 3-horsepower motor that could drive a boat.
Great.
Not little.
Great.
No.
Great. But you don't crank that thing, do you?
No,
just
I just
turn it on.
Turn it on.
Okay. Well, now before you turn it on, you got to plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's plugged in.
Right.
Well, if it's plugged in, then you got to make sure that that breaker's on or that that's a live plug.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you get that done, then you got to make sure your house is electrified, that every wire, every synaptic neuron function of that electrical wiring is intact.
No, I got to make sure I pay the bill.
Well, we ain't even got to that part yet. We ain't even got to the grid.
Right.
But then if there's a short in your house, it'll flip that breaker. And every step of the way could have eliminated your ability and capacity to make pesto.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you accomplished it because vibrationally that was plugged in and you were on the grid. You'd paid the bill. The grid produced the electricity. Because even if you pay your bill, the grid can still go down.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Even in the neighborhood, somebody can plow something up, and the next thing you know, you got no juice.
And this analogy, is emotion my pesto?
Body. It's the body's response. It's systemic. Every neuron function. Let's say you cut your hand. It hurts, or you bend your hand. Then you're rolling around and you're so upset because you cut your hand and it's painful, that you fool around and stump your toe or fall down and hit your head. All of a sudden, the hand is not even involved in the conversation. The synaptic neuron function, if you could allow your body to do that at an autonomic capacity, you could then stop blood, heal flesh, grow limbs, grow whatever it is, make what you want bigger, make what you want tighter, make what you want to work better, your body will respond in kind. And you don't have to give a care regarding it, and yet it still is. This is the trompe-l'oeil of ascension that allows your body finally to come back to where it was in the beginning.
Trompe-l'oeil is optical illusion.
Right.
Like an M.C. Escher painting.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.